Well, I ain't ready for all that yet. I ain't ready for all that yet. Now, I need to go back here on my music side. What's up? The natural man don't receive it. The natural man doesn't receive it, and we've been trying to cram it down his throat. The natural man doesn't receive the thing of the Spirit. He's in death. He hadn't passed from death to life. He's looking for a Christian that's gonna put his little white collar down just for a moment and say, look here, you think you were bad? Let me testify. Now, see, that's how you win the world. Testify. Tell them about the mess that you have recently come out of. Tell them the truth. Quit walking around putting yourself up so high that you become unreachable and they look at you and they say, I can never be like you. Get down on their level and say, child, you think you were nasty. Ooh, meet Mr. Nasty. No, we too scared. You know, I met a Christian recently, too scared to share their testimony because they don't want nobody to know where they came out of. Why do you think God brought you out of it? He didn't bring you out for you. He brought you out for that natural man so you can go back to that natural incident and tell them what God has brought you out in the natural so that their heart will open up and be ready to receive something spiritual. Natural man does what a natural man does, sin. So you don't get on it. Oh, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. No, they're doing what they do. They sin. At least they doing what they do. Because, you know, you can be confusing sometimes. We're trying to figure out why you do what you do. Well, so are you this natural man? You've yet to be born again. Are you this natural man? Well, let's go to the second type of man. The second type of man here is the carnal man. The carnal man. Now, who's this carnal man? Well, interesting enough, this carnal man is a Christian. This carnal man is a new creation. This carnal man has been born again. This carnal man has accepted Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior. But he has never grown from that point. He's never grown from that point. He is a babe in Christ. He's a child in Christ who has never grown. He's a babe in Christ who is governed by his body. He's governed by his physical senses, and he is not governed by his born-again spirit. He's governed by his unrenewed mind, but he's not governed by his born-again spirit. The word carnal means from the flesh. Henceforth, a carnal Christian lives his life by the dictates that come from his flesh. Fleshy is what it means. Things that are fleshly, coming from the flesh. This is this carnal man. Remember, he's born again, but he won't grow. Remember, he's born again, but he's fleshy. Now, what are some of the indications that a person is carnal? Some of you may be asking, well, am I a carnal Christian? Well, let's go. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. See, because if you can identify where you are, you can begin the growth process. If you can identify where you are, you can start growing from that place to the place of being a son of God and into that authority. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as I would a carnal man, unto spiritual. Excuse me. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto a spiritual man. But as unto a carnal man, even as unto babes in Christ. Now notice, he compares a carnal man to a baby in Christ. The Amplified says, however, brethren, I could not talk to you as a spiritual man, but I had to talk, but as to non-spiritual men of the flesh in whom the carnal nature predominates, as to mere infants in the new life in Christ, unable to talk yet.